free our mind.
Free our mind.
Then freeze that verse when we see dollar signs.
See dollar signs. See dollar
you looking like an easy come up, yeah bitch.
Yeah bitch.
A silver spoon, I know you come from, yeah bitch.
Yeah bitch.
And that's a lifestyle that we never knew.
We never knew.
Go at a revenue for the revenue.
It go Halle Berry or hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
Front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this away, that away, through canals and alleyways, just to say money trees is the perfect place for shade, and that's just how I feel. Nah, nah, $8 might just fuck your main bitch. That's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might say fuck them niggas that you game with. That's just how I feel. Nah, nah. Make that lane switch, that's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might turn to $1 million, then we all rich. That's just how I feel.
Dreams of living life like rappers do.
Like rappers do, like rappers do.
Bump that new E-40 at the school.
Way at the school, way at the school.
You know big ballin' with my homies.
My homies.
Earl Stevens had us thinking rational.
Thinking rational, that's rational.
Back to reality, we poor, yeah bitch.
Yeah bitch.
Another yeah, bitch. Casualty at war, yeah bitch.
Yeah bitch.
Two bullets yeah, bitch. In my uncle Tony head.
My Tony head, my Tony.
He said one day I'll be on tour, yeah bitch.
Yeah bitch.
That Louis yeah, burgers never be the same.
Won't be the same, won't be.
A Louis belt and never ease that pain.
Won't ease that pain, won't ease.
But I'ma purchase when that day is jerking.
That day is jerking.
Pull off at churches with Pirelli skirting.
Pirelli skirting.
Gang signs out the window, yeah bitch.
Yeah bitch.
Hoping all of them offend you, yeah bitch.
Yeah bitch.
They say your hood is a pot of gold.
A pot of gold.
And we go crash it when nobody's home.
Halle Berry or hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this away, that away, through canals and alleyways, just to say money trades is the perfect place for shade, and that's just how I feel. Nah, nah, $8 might just fuck your main bitch. That's just how I feel. $8 might just fuck your main bitch. That's just how I feel. $8 might just fuck your main bitch. That's just how I feel. Nah, nah. $8 might just make that lane switch. That's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might turn to $1 million, then we all rich. That's just how I feel.
Poppin' bacon soda, Yola whippin'. Ain't no turkey on Thanksgiving. My homeboy just domed a nigga. I just hope the Lord forgive him. Cosmic cocaine residue. Every day I'm hustling. What else is a thug to do when you do when you from the government? Gotta provide for my daughter. Now get the fuck up out my way, bitch. Got that drum and I got them bass. Just like a parade, bitch. That work up in the bushes. Hope them boys don't see my stash. If they do tell the truth, this the last time you might see my ass. From the gardens where the grass ain't cut, them serpents lurking blood. Bitches selling pussy, niggas selling drugs, but it's all good. Broken promises, still your watch and tell you what time it is. Take your J's and tell you to kick it where a falaka is.
In the streets with a heater under my dungarees.
Dreams of me getting shaded under a money
it
trip.
Halle Berry. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this away, that away, through canals and alleyways, just to say money trees is the perfect place for shade, and that's just how I feel.
Ken. Just bring my car back, man. I called in for another appointment. I figured you won't be on time anyway. Look, at the house, man. This man is on one. He's feeling good. And a motherfucker. Shit, I'm tripping. Call back. Shit, he made it. He's feeling good. Look, listen to him.
He got a big old fat ass, girl. Girl, I want your body. I want your body because of that big old fat ass, girl.
See, he has hell. Shit, he ain't even tripping off them dominoes no more. Just bring the car back.
Did somebody say dominoes?
Every second, every minute, man, I swear that she can get it.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is The Money Show. I am Jordan. I am joined by Amanda. Let me get you on the mic. Amanda, are you on?
Hello.
There we go. Yeah, so tonight we're going to be doing a review session for our Principles of Economics Ec 5 class, as well as playing music-related songs. So, with that being said, let's get into that first one was Money Trees by Kendrick Lamar, and now we're going to do
some 100 Gex
Money Machine. Let's do it.
Money Machine.
Hey, real piss baby, you think you're so fucking cool, huh? You think you're so fucking tough? You talk a lot of big game for someone with such a small truck. Oh, look at those arms. Your arms look so fucking cute. They look like little cigarettes. I bet I could smoke you. I could roast you. And then you'd love it. You'd text me, I love you. And then I'd fucking ghost you.
Tell me what you do, I'm trying to go to bed. Party up the day, I'm trying to get it out. Said it all before, I'm setting once again on battle of the Lord. Tell me what you do, I'm trying to go to bed. Party up the day, I'm trying to get it out. Said it all before, I'm setting once again on battle of the Lord. With the big boys coming with the big stuff, I feel so cool. The money machine, I am. Big boys coming with the big cash, I feel so cool. The money machine, I am. Big boys coming with the big cash, I feel so cool.
By Pink Floyd. All right, we're gonna get open our sample midterm 2, which took place November 10th, I believe, and that was on chapters 13, 14, and 15, which was cost. I gotta check. Can you hear? Can you hear yourself? Are you on? Okay, you good? All right, let's go. Files. Midterm 2.
Also going to files.
Actually, no, I already downloaded this on my computer in anticipation of doing it tomorrow, so there you go.
Whoa. I already
had it open. Alright. Alright, tell me when you got it open.
Okay. I'm going to Principles of Economics file.
Okay.
It was under final.
It's under files?
Oh, I found it.
Okay. You got it open?
Yeah.
Okay, problem one.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Which of the following is not a characteristic of a perfectly competitive market?
Wait, are we looking at the same thing?
Sample midterm 2?
I'm looking at sample final.
No, I think we should do sample midterm 2. Because okay. Sample final, I actually want to do, like, focusing, you know?
Are you not focusing right now?
I don't make it sound like that, because I'm putting my all into this review session. Okay?
I also putting my all into this review session.
Okay. I'll, yeah, you get it open?
Yeah.
All right, which of the following is not a characteristic of a perfectly competitive market? A, firms are price takers. B, firms have difficulty entering the market. C, there are many sellers in the market. D, goods offered for sale are the same. So firms are definitely price takers, right?
Which of the following is not a characteristic of a perfectly competitive market?
I forget what that means with
firms
price takers.
Firms are price takers.
Yeah, so that's true. But what
like
does that
the market makes, like I think that like price takers and price makers are like who gets to determine the market price.
Yeah, and firms, they have no choice but to do what, like whatever the consumers demand, like they're willing to pay. Firms have no choice but to do that.
Like
yeah,
like they can't. Yeah.
Okay. Firms have difficulty entering the market. I think it's that one. Because the whole point is they can freely enter the market.
Which of the following is not... Yeah. There's like free entry and exit.
Okay, so that's correct. It's B.
It's B.
Okay.
So when a competitive firm doubles the quantity of output it sells, it's... Okay, A, total revenue doubles. B, average revenue doubles. C, marginal revenue doubles. Or D, profits must increase.
Okay, so if a competitive firm is doubling the quantity of output it sells... Well, what does that mean?
Its total revenue will double, right? Because
so yeah, because total revenue is price times quantity.
Yeah, so it makes sense if like.
So yeah, if it's two times quantity, it's two times revenue. Yeah.
Okay, A. The answer is A.
All right, and if you have any questions or you have a topic you'd like us to go over, you can call in at 855-915-9636. That's that. Mm-hmm. Okay, should we keep going?
Let's keep going.
Okay. For a certain firm, the 100th unit of output that the firm produces has a marginal revenue of $10 and a marginal cost of $11. It follows that, okay, there's a lot of options. Production of the 100th unit of output increases the firm's profit by $1. Production of the 100th unit of output increases the firm's ATC by $1. Firm's profit max level of output is less than 100. Production of the 110th unit of output must increase the firm's profit, but by less than a dollar. Okay, that was a mouthful.
Yeah,
okay,
that was a lot, yeah. So I'm going to have to read it again.
Sam, while you do that, I'm going to fill out the pre-show check form.
Okay.
Legal name. Yes. Yes. Okay, so the 100th unit of... Okay, I'm going to get a pen and paper, actually.
Yeah, I think that...
Okay, so...
Well, if it has a marginal revenue of $10, which means that you make $10 for the last additional unit, but then it costs it another $11, doesn't it just, like, make the profit go down by $1? It decreases.
Makes the profit go down by $1?
Yeah, right? That's what marginal revenue is, right?
Yeah.
So it means the firm's profit maximizing level of output is less than 100 units because it's not making profit.
Yeah, because okay, so MR is greater than MC, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that means, oh yeah, so if MR is greater than MC, you should decrease the quantity to raise profit.
Yeah.
Because if you think of it as like the graph, it's like MR is a horizontal line and MC is like the curved line. So when MR is less than MC, yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Cool.
Yeah, okay. All right, for a profit maximizing firm in a competitive market, is currently producing 200 units of output. It has average revenue of $9 and average total cost of $7. It follows that the firms... Do you want to read it?
Mm-hmm. A, average total cost intersects with the marginal cost curve at an output level of less than 200 units. B, average variable cost curve intersects the marginal cost curve at an output level of less than 200 units. C, profit is 400. And D, all of the above are correct.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, so Q is 200, AR is 9, ATC is 7. Okay, so AR is price, so the price is 9, right? Because price always equals average revenue in the perfectly competitive market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it follows at the ATC curve intersects marginal cost curve.
At an output level of less than 200 units.
So what does that mean?
It has an average total revenue of 9 and an average total cost of 7. So it means that the average total...
Okay, so that means, okay, if we should draw it out, right? So so ATC is 7 and AR is 9. So the price is above ATC right now.
Yeah. So I guess it just doesn't make sense that they would
So ATC curve intersects at an output level less than 200 units producing.
I'm
yes.
going to grab
yes.
my pencil.
Yeah, okay. Because if you drew it out on a graph, then price is 9 at a Q of 200. It would be to the right of the intersection point between ATC and MC. So it would obviously be at a quantity of less than 200 when they intersect. Okay, next option is average variable cost curve intersects marginal cost at an output less than 200 units.
I think you're using my notebook.
I am, I'm sorry. It's embarrassing. Okay, I was gonna say, do you wanna use mine? But like, whatever. I was like, yeah, because I was like, wow, what a substantial notebook. Because mine is like smaller and like flimsy compared to that one. Okay, well, you got nice drawing.
I like
then,
my notebook's substantial.
Yeah. Well, now you got that drawing, so there you go.
Thank you for that.
Okay. Okay, so we got MC.
Wait, are you looking at B?
Yeah, for option B.
Okay.
So we already determined...
Less than 200 units.
So we already determined that it has to the profit maximizing quantity is going to be to the left of 200 at that drawing. Okay, so average variable cost curve intersects marginal cost less than how would you know that?
Well, the average, it's profit maximizing curve, so
yeah
the marginal cost.
Well, okay, so if the price is 9 and it's already like above the ATC like that,
yeah,
the same has to be true with AVC because AVC is below it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
that makes sense.
The same would be true. Like if AVC kept Okay, and then profit is 400. So
yeah.
Profit
Well, yeah, it's
is
9 times 200 minus 7 times 200, which
yes
according
nine
to
times.
The spotlight search in my computer,
9 times 200 minus 1400, so 1800 minus 1400, 400. That means that all of the above are correct.
Yeah, the answer is D.
All of the above are
all
correct.
All of the above are
yes
correct.
You just listen to Paper Planes. This is Make the Money by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Let's go.
I mean, who else? Okay.
I'm glad that Macklemore has decided to start making Christmas music.
I'm not sure if I would say the same.
I think that the holiday season desperately needs more Macklemore.
Did you hear the song, though? Because it's really silly. Like, there's one verse where he just lists off, like, well-known, like, people who sing Christmas songs. It's like, yo, like, Vince Guaraldi, yo, Buddy Holly. I'm just like, okay. Bad bars. I'm here for it, though. I'm here for it.
I'm here for any Christmas song.
It's just, like, it fits right with Macklemore, right? Like, why did this happen sooner, you know? Okay, number 5. So... Suppose a profit-maximizing firm in a competitive market produces rubber bands.
Bands.
Yeah. Oh, perfectly. In time for our next couple songs. When the market price for rubber bands falls below the minimum of its ATC, but still has above minimum of average variable cost. Oh, this is... Oh, easy. Okay. So it's less than ATC, but greater than ABC. So... In the short run, it's going to earn negative profits, but it's still going to try to stay open.
They're going to try to stay open.
Yeah. But then if it were in the long run, they're just going to leave.
Yeah.
So let's see. In the short run, the firm will experience losses, but will continue to produce rubber bands, A.
Yeah, right? A.
Yeah, there we go.
And then, yeah, the long run, they will exit because they are not making any money.
Because it's negative profit, and that's that. Okay, for 6, we got a little drawing now. We got a call.
Oh, we got a call?
Becoming. Got tired of running. Time to look at the man in the mirror until I can learn to love him. Make the money, don't let the money make you. Change the game, don't let the game change you.
Okay, well, sorry about that caller, but please call back and we're going to do our best to pick up properly next time. Okay, let's keep doing it, but please call back. Okay, actually here, if they call back, I'll go off air and I'll talk to them and then I'll go on air with them.
Okay, please call us back.
Okay, all right. Suppose a firm operating in a competitive market has the following cost curves. And we got a graph here, which is pretty standard graph. Okay, when the market price is, when the market price is P7, a profit-maximizing firm's short-run profits can be represented by the area. Okay, so I'm going to try to explain how this graph looks. The P7 is, like, above both the ATC and ABC curves, right?
So there's the MC curve, and then there's, like, P1... P1 is where there's a lot of points, actually, a lot of prices. Just kind of imagine it.
Okay. Anyway, so the short run profits would be the price equals marginal cost. So the price is going to be where P7 intersects marginal cost. Mm-hmm. So it's at Q3.
Wait, let me see. So the market price is P7.
Okay. Okay, so it's the profits would be price times quantity at the price it's producing at. The price it's producing at, P equals 7, is where P7 equals marginal cost, right?
Yeah, so they'd produce at Q3.
So P7 times Q3.
Yeah.
Ooh, no, that was not it.
That was wrong.
Oh, it's P7. Oh, of course.
It's P7 minus P5. Oh,
because below P5 are the total costs.
Yeah.
So it's the price. Yeah.
Okay, that makes
below
sense.
P5 are the cost. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. In the figure below, panel A depicts the linear marginal cost of a firm in a competitive market. Panel B is the linear market supply curve for a market with a fixed number of firms. So they're both like upward sloping lines. If there are 200 identical firms in the market, what level of output will be supplied to the market when the price is $2? Okay. So. What level of output will be supplied to the market when the price is $2? So the left... The left graph is marginal cost in a competitive market, and right one is market supply. Wait, what level of output will be supplied to the market? I don't know.
Is it not?
Oh,
200.
200, but times how many firms there are.
Oh, okay.
So 200 times... Oh, yeah. So it's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the price, $2, it intersects the curve when the quantity is 200.
Mm-hmm.
So it produces 200, but there's 200 identical firms, so it's 200 firms producing 200 quantity. So it's just 200 times 200.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Which is why it's 40,000 is the answer. I don't understand
the purpose of the second.
That's literally what I was about to say, yeah.
They probably just threw their confuses.
Yeah, or maybe like if it had looked different, it'd be a different answer, but it's pretty standard. All right. Yeah, I'm going to change the playlist a little.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay, number 8, moving on. Again... If you have a question or you'd like to talk about anything econ related, please call in 855-915-9636. And you can review econ with us. Okay.
I've never seen
that many listeners?
Yeah.
Okay, we just looked up our listeners. We got 13. but two on the high quality. I'm not exactly sure what the high quality thing even means, but 13, good number. Okay, this is Money Longer.
Oh, yeah. I have recently decided that Lil Uzi Vert might be
your artist of the decade.
My artist of the Love Is Rage 2 album of the decade.
I mean, you could make the argument.
I will make the argument.
Okay, I'm just gonna get the vinyl ready. If you could go through this problem.
Okay. So, consider a competitive market with a large number of identical firms. In long-run equilibrium, market price is determined by A, the minimum point on the firm's average variable cost curve, B, the minimum point on the firm's average total cost curve, C, the portion of the marginal cost curve below average variable cost, or D, a firm's average level, anyway, a firm's level of sunk costs. So, a large number of identical firms in the long run. Oh yeah, okay, so the market price is determined by just where they have the minimum average total costs, I think. I think it's B. It is B. Because that's where they are able to maximize the profits. Wait, market price is determined by, yeah, then that's also where, like, they'll have the profit will be zero.
Wait, okay. Okay, well. Okay, let me read the question because I missed the whole thing.
Okay, no.
What do you?
Okay, so it's a long. Okay, in the long run, the market price will be where the average total cost, like as at the bottom of the graph.
Yeah, the minimum ATC.
Yeah, because
that's zero where profit.
The profit is zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and in the short run, a firm supply curve is equal to the MC above ATC, AVC. Yes, in the short run, it's marginal cost above the AVC. Yeah, mm-hmm. Because they'll yeah. Okay.
We're good.
Consider a competitive market with a large number of identical firms. In long-run equilibrium, market price is determined by the minimum point on.
I just read that one.
You did 9?
Yeah.
Oh wait, did you also do 8?
No.
You skipped 8?
Yes.
Should we do 8?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if we did it or not, so I skipped it.
But now you're sure we didn't do it.
I'm guessing we didn't do it because you don't think we did it. I wasn't sure.
Okay, we'll do 8 then. In the short run, a firm's supply curve is equal to the marginal cost curve above its average variable cost curve, marginal cost curve above its average total cost curve, AVC curve above its marginal cost curve, ATC curve above its marginal cost curve. Okay, so the last two options make no sense because those curves don't exist above the MC.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is marginal cost curve. Oh, actually, let me get the vinyl ready.
Wait.
Okay, let's go.
Should we take a break from econ to listen to this?
Yeah, I was gonna. Okay, thank you for suggesting that. Yeah.
Much a dollar really costs. The question is detrimental, paralyzed in my thoughts. Parasites in my stomach keep me with a gut feeling, y'all. Gotta see how I'm chilling once I park this luxury car. Hopping out, feeling big as Mutombo. 20 on pump 6, Dougie Marcellus called me Dumbo. 20 years ago, came for kids. Now I can lend him my ear or two. How to stack these residuals tenfold. The liberal concept that men do. 20 on 6, he didn't hear me. Indigenous African only spoke Zulu. My Larry walked out the gas station. A homeless man with a sandy tan complexion asked me for 10 rand. Stressing about dry land, deep water, powder blue skies that crack open. A piece of crack that he wanted. I knew he was smoking. He begged and pleaded. Asked me to feed him twice. I didn't believe it. Told him beat it. Contributed money just for his pipe. I couldn't see it. He said, my son, temptation is one thing that I've defeated. Listen to me, I want a single bill from you. Nothing less, nothing more. I told him I didn't have it, then close my door. Tell me how much a dollar cost. I tried to keep it in. stranger, like I was supposed to save him. Like I'm the reason he homeless and asking me for a favor. He's staring at me, his eyes follow me with no laser.
He's staring at me, I noticed that his stare is contagious. Cause now I'm staring back at him, feeling some type of disrespect. If I could throw a bat at him, it'll be aiming at his neck.
I never understood someone begging for goods, asking for a handout, taking it if they could. And this particular person just had it down pat, staring at me for the longest until he finally asked, have you ever opened up Exodus 14? A humble man is all that we ever need. Tell me how much your dollar cost. Tripping and feeling resentment. I never met a transient that demanded attention. They got me frustrated, indecisive, and power tripping. Sour emotions got me looking at the universe different. I should distance myself, I should keep it relentless. My selfishness is what got me here, who the fuck I'm kidding? So I'ma tell you like I told the last bum. Crumbs and pennies, I need all of mine. And I recognize this type of panhandling all the time. I got better judgment, I know when niggas hustling. Keep in mind, when I was struggling, I did compromise. Now I comprehend, I smell grandpa's old medicine reeking from your skin, moonshine and gin. Nigga, you're babbling, your words ain't flattering. I'm imagining Denzel, be looking at O'Neal. Cause I'm in sad thrills, your gimmick is mediocre. The jig is up, I seen you from a mile away, losing focus. And I'm insensitive, and I lack empathy. Looked at me and said, your potential is bittersweet. I looked at him and said, every nigga was wise to keep. He looked at me and said, know the truth will set you free. I'm looking at the Messiah, the son of Jehovah, the higher power, the choir that spoke the word, the Holy Spirit, the love of Nazareth. And I tell you just how much a dollar cost. The price of having a spot in heaven, embrace your loss. I am God.
I wash my hands, I said my grace. What more do you want from me? Tears of a clown. Guess I'm not all what it's meant to be. Shakes of gray, you never told if I can go. Turn this page, help me change to right my wrong.
Stacking money, fuck a hater. Free bands, cash flow. Breath so long, but the bottle hole.
In my wonderland, I'm back on my Alice. Back in my palace, I'm fly like Aladdin. Serving my fans on my dope, cause they addicts. Haters mad, cause I'm on top like an addict. And if it's beef, then we shootin' sporadic. Game is like Disney, my words are like magic. I like Black Beatles, but act like Black Sabbath. I smoke the OZ when shit gets erratic. You see my future, but you cannot have it. I see my future, but I'm not be rapping. Balance my G so I could tame the savage. Getting so thrown to my thoughts are in fragments. Fragments.
Moving up like escalators. I can't see the flow. Stacking money, fuck a hater. Free bands, cash flow. Press so long, but the bottle.
I'm living. Look at my trunk jumping off like it ribbon. Devil gon' hate, blurring my vision. That's me at my lowest. No Peter Griffin. Young, black, and gifted. I'm about to get lifted. Now all my troubles and problems have shifted. After my fifth hit, it seems I'll be drifting. I'm never slipping, I'm forever pimping. You see my future, but you cannot have it. I see my future, but I'm not the rabbit. Balance my chi, now I'm feeling fantastic. Getting so thrown till my thoughts are in fragments.
girl shit. Yeah, I'm in my bag, but I'm in his too. And that's why every time you see me, I got some new shoes. Ah.
Look, bitch, I'm a star, got these niggas wishing. He say he hungry, this pussy the kitchen. Yeah, that's my doubt, he gon' sit down and listen. Call him a trick and he don't get a holler. Bitch, I'm a star, got these niggas wishing. He say he hungry, this pussy the kitchen. Yeah, that's my doubt, he gon' sit down and listen. Call him a trick and he don't get offended. He know he giving his money to Megan. He know it's very expensive to date me. Told him go put my name on that account, because when I need money, I ain't tryna holler. He know he giving his money to Megan. He know it's very expensive to date me. Told him go put my name on that account, because when I need money, I ain't tryna wait.
I can't be fucked with, nope. Ho, you can't touch this, ayy. Bitch, I do rich shit, huh.
Alright, we're back. We're gonna do some more econ. But actually, now that it's a half hour, should we do the PSA?
Oh, yeah.
Which the PSA is still about the donations drive. So I think it ends this early this week. So please, if you feel inclined to donate to WMFO, please do. You can go to WMFO.org and click on the donate tab. And then from there, I believe you can, it will give you instructions on how to donate, and then you fill out a separate form where you say how much you donated, and you can receive various gifts.
Such as the water bottle sticker the sticker that Jordy has on his water bottle.
But the sticker is not limited to being put on your water bottle.
You could put it on your laptop.
Yeah, you can put it on your laptop.
Your wall.
Your wall. Your car. Any number of places.
So many places that you can put the sticker.
There's also a mug, I know. Ooh. That's good stuff. Yeah. All right, want to do a test?
Hell yeah.
Okay, number 10. Okay.
Okay, so John has decided to start his own lawn mowing business. To purchase the mowers and the trailer to transport the mowers, John withdrew $1,000 from his savings account, which was earning 3% interest, and borrowed an additional $2,000 from the bank at an interest rate of 7%. What is John's annual economic cost of the financial capital that has been invested in the business?
So the econ cost is explicit and implicit cost,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so he withdrew $1,000 from his savings account.
Which is earning 3% interest?
Yeah, so that's another $300.
$30.
$30.
Yeah. So he lost, so the implicit cost was he lost 30.
Yeah.
And then he borrowed 2,000 from the bank at an interest rate of 7. So that would be 140.
Yeah.
He borrowed an additional $2,000 from the bank at an interest rate.
And then it's 140 plus 30, which is 170.
Yes.
So the answer is C, 170.
Boom, let's go. Okay, oh here, this is a classic one where they give you which of the following is true. And then it's, I hate these.
Me too.
So Pete owns a shoe shine business. His accountant most likely includes which of the following costs on his financial statements? 1, shoe polish. 2, rent on the shoe stand. 3, wages Pete could earn delivering newspapers. 4, interest that Pete's money was earning before he spent his savings to set up the shoe shine business. Okay.
So he would count the shoe polish.
His accountant, so that means accounting costs.
Yeah.
So that's explicit but not implicit costs.
Yeah. So not his opportunity costs. Yeah. So he would count the shoe polish.
Yeah.
Polish,
the rent. Not the wages he could be earning.
Yeah. And not the rent, the interest that his money was earning before. So just one or two.
Yeah.
So the answer is B.
Yeah. That was a softball pitch. Okay. This is $1 million bills, by Lord. Before that, it was cash explicit.
By Megan Thee Stallion.
Featuring DaBaby.
DaBaby.
Okay. Let's see. Number of workers. Okay, so we got a chart here with number of workers and output. So it's going to be related to marginal product.
Mm-hmm.
So the marginal product is a third worker. So.
Okay, so before at 2, they were producing 2,000. And then by 3, it's 2,700. So the marginal product is 700.
Yeah, that's a
pretty easy one.
Another pretty easy one. Well, if the final's going to be like this, I mean, give me a break. Please email to open the door. Okay, which of the following statements about a production function is correct for a firm that uses labor to produce output? Okay, so for like a normal firm.
Yeah, we're like,
yeah, okay, so
a firm that has workers.
Yeah. The production function depicts the relationship between the quantity of labor and quantity of output. that is what it is. Right, it's like how many labor in the... Yeah, okay, so that's yeah. True.
The slope of the production function measures marginal product. Yeah.
That is true.
That is also true.
That's something you should know.
Yeah.
The slopes of the production function and the total cost curve are inversely related. If one is increasing, the other is decreasing. Well, being that the first two are true and the last one's all of the above is correct, it's obviously going to be D.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to understand why C is true.
So, the slope of the function and the total cost curve are inversely... Oh, yeah, because, you have to, for, like, each additional worker, it costs more money, so it just makes sense.
Yeah, so each addition, so the slope of the production function, yeah. So if the production function is, like, the slope is decreasing,
yeah.
Then that means you're getting less output from your workers, so you're losing more money.
Mm-hmm.
So the total cost is going up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, okay. Should we check how many listeners we have? Maybe since we started reviewing econ again, we gained listeners. Oh, we lost one more.
We actually lost one.
It's okay. I'm not going to take it personally.
I'm actually taking it.
I don't see any other way I could take it. Other than personally.
It is personal.
Yeah.
They hate us.
I'm not mad about it, though, because we're putting our content out there.
We really are.
Yeah.
Not everyone has to like our content.
Yeah. And also, not everyone is a neck five.
That's
and
true.
Frankly, the majority of people in the area are not neck five. Okay. For a large firm that produces and sells automobiles, which of the following cost would be a variable cost? You want to read them?
Yes. I would love to.
Good.
A, the unemployment insurance premium that the firm pays to the state of Missouri that is calculated based on the number of worker hours that the firm uses. B, the cost of steel that is used in producing automobiles. C, the cost of the electricity of running the machines on the factory floor. Or D, all of the above are correct.
Variable cost is like something that depends on like how much you're producing, right? So the unemployment insurance, okay, so definitely not A because it's a fixed cost, right?
Wait, an unemployment insurance premium the firm pays to the state of Missouri that is, no, it's calculated based on the number of worker hours, so it varies depending on how many hours.
It's obviously. The cost of the steel that is used in producing automobiles, yes. The cost of the electricity of running the machines, yeah, because how much they run the machines depends on like how much they're producing. So
yeah,
it's
exactly.
D.
It is D. All the above are, in fact, correct.
There you go. What is the average variable cost when output is 50 units of this chart? Okay, so the total... Okay, oh, so at output is zero, the total cost... Okay, that was... Effing Money Man. Or no, that was Millionaria by Rosalia. This is Old Money by Playboi Carti.
Ooh, and then
we can get the Vampire Weekend in a bit.
Yeah, let's do Vampire Weekend next.
Yeah, let's do this question first.
Yeah, after this question will be Rich Man by Vampire Weekend.
On the newly acquired or newly figured out CD mixer thing.
It's really cool.
Okay. What is the average variable? Okay, so at quantity is zero, the total cost is 40. So that means the fixed cost is 40. Right.
When the output is 50, wait.
Right, when the output is zero, the cost is 40. So now we know the total cost is 40.
Oh, yeah.
So at 50, the total cost is 240. So that means the total variable cost is 200, right?
Yeah.
Divide that by
and
50
then
is 4.
Divide that by 50 is 4. So the answer is B. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to figure out C? Or actually.
Yeah, I can set up the CD. Do you want to do the next question?
Yeah.
About Farmer Brown.
But also, it's. I think it's mostly set up. Just make sure like the mixer is on A, cause it's on A, and then make sure the switches are set to A. I think that's pretty much all we need. Okay. Okay.
Do I just press play then?
Yeah, I think we can just press play and then we'll do DJ mix. Yeah, I think that's all it is. Okay. 16. If Farmer Brown plants no seeds on his farm, he gets no harvest. If he plants one bag, he gets 5 bushels of wheat. 2 bags, 9 bushels of wheat. 3 bags, 12 bushels. A bag of seed costs 120, and seeds are his only cost. The marginal cost of producing 9 units. Okay, so his only cost is a bag, 120 per bag. So at 2 bags, he says the cost is 240. And at 1 bag, the cost. Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, but it depends on how many wheat he's producing. Actually, okay. Wait, do you want to get it ready? Yeah. Let's just go into the song. Because this Playboi Carti song is almost over. Okay, yeah, press play.
Too many bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough.
When I was young, I was told I'd find one rich man in ten as a satisfied man, and I'm the one. The one. 100 to 1 says I wouldn't react, but I'm the 1 in 100 who would swing right back. Yes, I'm the one. Thousands of steps and staircases to climb. Thousands of men you're most likely to climb. And yet I'm the one. 10,001, could I possibly bet? I'm compelled by your love and I haven't lost yet. Clearly you're the one. $10 million is all that you got, you won't be the one. 100 of millions of pets to sign, 100 of millions of sons left behind. And yeah, we're the one, you're one, you're one, you're one. 1 billion, 1 billion, 1 billion, 1 billion, it gets sick to be 1 in 1 billion, the terrible trick, you're the wretched one. When I was young, I was told I'd find one rich man in ten as a satisfied man, and I'm the one.
In a gold rush, and the rush has never felt the same. Moment in a cafe, shed a kiss in pouring rain. When we got married in a gold rush, and the sight of gold will always bring me pain. Say it loud. I just wanna go out tonight and make my baby proud.
Boy, who's your baby?
Good, if you don't know by now. There's 2 seats on the midnight train, the gold won't weigh us down. Hanging gardens turn to desert.
All that, all love, that, love, that, love, that, love, that, love, that.
Say it loud. I just wanna go out tonight and make my baby proud.
Who's your baby?
Girl, if you don't know by now, there's 2 seats on the midnight train. The gold won't weigh us down.
I thought you might learn the language.
I thought you might learn to sing.
We were born before the gold rush, so why can't I remember everything? I wanna put things back together.
I wanna give, don't wanna take.
Survive the gold rush and the bitterness that flourished in its wake. I don't wanna hear the rumors, please don't say it loud.
Please don't say it loud.
I just wanna go out tonight and make my baby proud.
Where's your baby?
If you don't know by now, there's two seats on the midnight train.
Bottles of this wine we can't pronounce. Too many bowls of that green, no Lucky Charms. The maids come around too much. Parents ain't around enough. Too many joy rides in daddy's Jaguar. Too many white lies and white lies.
Okay, we're back. That was Rich Man and Married in a Gold Rush by Vampire Weekend. This is Super Rich Kids by Frank Ocean. As I was saying about Farmer Brown, so, okay. So when he produces, when he does one bag, so it's 5 wheat, and the cost is 120. When he plants 2 bags, he gets 9 wheat, and the cost is 240. So the marginal cost of producing 9 would be $120 divided by 4 wheat. They want you to think 120 divided by 1, because it's one bag of seeds, but it's actually the output, so 120 divided by 4 is 30.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, yeah, because that's a trick. That's a tricky one.
Yeah.
Okay, on to the next one. Right there.
Yes.
Okay, what's the next one?
Okay, if marginal cost is rising, A, average variable cost must be falling. No. B, average fixed cost must be rising. No.
No. If marginal cost is rising, then average fixed cost is the same. It just says fixed cost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. No, it's always average fixed cost is always decreasing, because like as the fixed cost stays the same, but the quantity is always going up, so the denominator is always increasing. Yeah, marginal product must be falling.
If the marginal cost is rising, yeah, because they're producing less product for every like dollar.
Wait, I don't understand that.
Like,
so if the marginal cost is rising, it's getting more expensive to.
To produce a good,
yeah.
Which means that
marginal product is falling. Oh yeah, because you're getting less of the good. You're getting less of the good for each, yeah, for
exactly.
Each quantity, I guess. Yeah, okay. Economies of scale. Okay, so that is when. What's economies of scale? I forgot I had it. I love the sound of the paper and the microphone. Let's just look. I love that. Economies of scale, okay, that's when long run average total cost falls as quantity of output rises. So yeah, so the long run cost falls as quantity rises due to specialization. Okay, so economies of scale occurs when long run ATC falls as output increases, yeah, B. That's what that is. And then diseconomies of scale is the opposite.
Which of the following is not an example of a barrier to entry? A. Al owns the only parcel of lakeside property with a beach that is safe for swimming. He charges admission to neighbors who want to use the beach. That's a barrier to entry.
Wait, a barrier to entry is... Yeah, yeah. It's like talking about monopolies. Yeah, so like, he could be the monopoly for that.
B, Meredith owns the copyright to a popular song. She receives royalties every time a radio station plays her song. Like, I guess, like, what even is the market for that?
Yeah. Is it, like, for, like, just music in general, like radio stations, or is it just, like,
I
that one song?
I think it might
song?
Just be, like, this one particular song.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess it is an example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
C, Matt sells computers to his state government for use in their legislative sessions. He has sold computers for 10 years.
I don't think that's a barrier to entry, right? Because, yeah. Like, someone still could, like, come in and start selling computers to him.
Yeah.
Let's look at D, though.
Anne owns the patent for a new running shoe. She receives payments from the company who manufactures the shoes.
If she's a patent, that means that patent is basically barrier to entry, right?
Yeah.
So C. Let's go. That's the answer. And I wasn't even looking at it, so that's some real honest work.
Oh hell yeah! 2
more 11.
People.
Yeah. What's Stop that? Cursing on air. It's the third time.
Is, I think it's okay. Am I allowed to say that?
I think it's okay. This econ can get to us.
Really gets to you.
Okay, which of the following is a characteristic of a natural monopoly? Average cost exceeds marginal cost over large regions of output. I don't know what that means. It's just like a
bit. Which of the following is a characteristic of a natural monopoly? Average cost exceeds marginal cost over large regions of output.
I don't know what
Average
that means.
Cost exceeds marginal cost over large regions. Like, I guess if they're producing a lot of things.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4
5, 6, 7, 8 M's.
Yams. I thought it was yams. Because, like, the yam is the power that be. I don't know.
Yams.
It's probably M's.
I think it might be M's.
I actually think it's the M's. You know, like from the song King Kuta, and in, I can think of multiple other
Did
songs
you really
that refer.
Think it was yams?
I can think of multiple other songs that refer to yams as like money or clout.
Wait, let me.
Yeah.
What if I've been saying M's and it's yams?
I really.
I think that it's M's. I'm
it probably
like 99% sure.
But it's like the yam is the power that be. You could smell it when I'm walking down the street. It's M's, yeah. What is that, millions?
Yeah.
Is that millions? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
M's. Yeah, I guess I knew it wasn't yams, so I was just hoping it was. Got 1, 2, 3.
M's in my bank account. Yeah,
I'm
oh
trying
God.
To think of like other songs you know with yams.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I know more songs that talk about M's than yams. That might just be me.
I might just gonna be of like multiple Kendrick songs. There's King Kunta and like one other.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. Well, the hour's almost over, but I don't think anyone's coming in after us. But I'm still not really trying to stay that late.
Yeah.
Want to do like one more problem?
Yeah, and then maybe should we play another record?
Yeah, we should.
Can we play more Denzel Curry?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, let's do this last one. The characteristic of the natural monopoly: increasing the number of firms increases each firm's ATC.